And in Jesus' name, we do press on, Father. Thank you. And in Jesus' name, we come to you, Father, and we say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, Almighty. Thank you, I am. Thank you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Glory that we're the family, we're the children of the King. And Lord, we're here today to praise you, to worship you, to Lord, to be anointed by your Spirit and in your truth. Lord God, just open up our hearts today. Lord, let us just grow in your grace and love. Lord, increase us at an increasing rate. God, let us abound, Lord, in every good work by your grace. Lord, thank you again for bringing every life here today. Lord, if someone's visiting this morning, don't let them think it strange that we would praise the I Am, the Creator, the Savior. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Break open your freedom, Lord. Lord, your abundant life that you've placed in us, God, let it just grow forth. Let us sing praises to you today. Lord, just open up this word and increase your life, God, in us. We thank you for this time. May your Spirit reign. May we magnify you and you alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. If you'd open your Bibles today, we're going to the First Chronicles. That's First Chronicles. And we'll read the entire 22nd chapter. And what a chapter it is. And I pray, God, we just rejoice in Him with it. That's First Chronicles, chapter 22. Then David said, "This is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar of the burnt offering for Israel." And David commanded to gather together the strangers that were in the land of Israel, and he set masons to hew wrought stones to build the house of God. And David prepared iron in abundance for the nails, for the doors of the gates, and for the joinings, and brass in abundance without weight. Also cedar trees in abundance for the Zidonians, and they of Tyre brought much cedar wood to David. And David said, "Solomon, my son, is young and tender, and the house that is to be builded for the Lord must be exceeding magnifical, of fame and of glory throughout all countries. I will therefore now make preparation for it." So David prepared abundantly before his death. Then he called for Solomon, his son, and charged him to build an house for the Lord God of Israel. And David said to Solomon, "My son, as for me, it was in my mind to build an house unto the name of the Lord my God. But the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Thou hast shed blood abundantly, and hast made blood, and hast made great wars. Thou shalt not build a house unto my name, because thou hast shed much blood upon the earth in my sight. Behold, a son shall be born to thee, who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies round about, for his name shall be Solomon, and I will give peace and quietness unto Israel in his days. He shall build a house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. Now, my son, the Lord be with thee, and prosper thou, and build the house of the Lord thy God, as he has said of thee. Only the Lord give thee wisdom and understanding, and give thee charge concerning Israel, that thou mayest keep the law of the Lord thy God. Then shalt thou prosper, if thou takest heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments which the Lord charged Moses with concerning Israel." And notice that, brothers and sisters, today we live in, "charged Paul with concerning Gentiles. Be strong and of good courage. Dread not, nor be dismayed. Now behold, in my trouble I have prepared the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold, 1,000,000 talents of silver, and of brass, and iron without weight. For it is in abundance. Timber also and stone have I prepared, and thou mayest add thereto. Moreover, there are workmen with thee in abundance, hewers and workers of stone and timber, and all manner of cunning men for every manner of work. Of the gold and silver and brass and the iron there is number Arise, therefore, and be doing, and the Lord be with thee. David also commanded all the princes of Israel to help Solomon his son, saying, Is it not the Lord your God with you? And hath he not given you rest on every side? For he hath given the inhabitants of the land into mine hand, and the land is subdued before the Lord and before his people. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Arise, therefore, and build ye the sanctuary of the Lord God, to bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord and the holy vessels of God into the house that is to be built to the name of the Lord. Pass it on. Praise God. Pass it on. Be a cup full and overflowing with the word of God, and pass it on. Praise his name. And be used, so importantly, in the body as God would see fit. As I read this, I think about all the things that were in the mind and in the heart of King David. All the things that God had brought to his mind. All the godly thought. You've heard me say it many times. There's godly thought, and I pray it's continual. But then there's godly action. And I pray that you understand, you wait on the Lord and let him do it. But in this, brothers and sisters, all that godly thought to David, it came, well, this was not for me. And he says, all I can do, and oh, what God has enabled me to do, is to pass it on. All that runs through my heart when I read that is, woe is me, woe unto me, if I preach not the gospel of Christ. Did you realize that out of your belly, by the grace of God, as you yield to him, flow rivers? Praise God, rivers of living water, brothers and sisters. The precious garden that he has allowed us to tend. And it's a precious garden. But may we leave the instruction, passing on the privilege it is to tend. And oh, what satisfaction floods the soul, brothers and sisters, when you know by the grace of God, Lord, I've done my best. It's all I could do by your grace. I did my best. Now, some will say in preaching this sermon today, they'll say, well, brother, you're just a young man. You got plenty of years left. Well, I saw this morning the hearses and the carriage coaches coming up into my subdivision to get the family of the Rockies president. He's a neighbor of mine. And I'm sure that he thought, and as was testified by many of the players that worked out with him, if anybody we thought would be around, it would be him. Now my heart grieves for that family, and I pray that they do know the Lord is Savior. I know that that's a faithful Father that will not leave them comfortless, because he's the God of all comfort. We may not understand why he does things in a sense in our eyes, but by faith we know that he does all things well. And he's got one purpose in mind in everything he does, and that's love. You can try to be ornery, you can try to disagree, you can try to say that, oh, how could he be a God of love in doing that? Well, all I know is he says, God is love. And I've never seen anything in this earth or on this earth that was love except God. So you best know that. But see, in thinking how many years you may have, I'm going to look to the Word of God. And God tells me that there's but a step between us and death. That our life, brothers and sisters, truly is but a vapor. And all that remains and all that counts is, did we prepare abundantly? Now, I hope you understand this. This isn't preparing to die. No. This is preparing abundant life, praise God, for eternal inheritance. I love this. This was not a man that was just preparing for his son. This wasn't a man preparing just for himself. This, by the grace of God, was a godly man preparing for the body of Christ. For the people of God. Praise God. This was the sanctuary. This is where God would come in and commune and have wonderful fellowship We've been rejoicing for some time about this body of Christ, brothers and sisters, haven't we? Rejoicing in who we are in Christ, in us in Christ, and how that is the very purpose of God. And this is everything about this body, why we are in the body, and praise God, why we hope to attain to that bride, that wondrous body that is within the body of believers. Now, this is a precious point in this. Do you see that these brothers and sisters were preparing a temple made with hands? A wonderful place. But God today in Christ Jesus, brothers and sisters, is building a city. Go read Revelation 21. God is building a city. The bride, the Lamb's wife. And it says by God's grace, there's no temple needed in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. This is some exciting stuff in what he is building today, brothers and sisters. But this same wondrous theme of pass it on and the love of God still reigns today. See, he's here. He's here today. He's walking through these pews today. The Father, by His Spirit, searching and seeking for the true worshiper. You'll read that in the Word of God. The true worshiper who worships Him in spirit and in truth. And praise be to God, I ask the Lord, in my sincerity, Lord, could it be me? Could it be you? Do you know He wants it to be you more than you want it to be you? Do you know He wants it to be me more than I could ever want it to be me? Because that's His purpose. That all would be saved and come to a full knowledge of the truth. Do you see how simple the Word of God, how inviting it is, how it's there for all? The simplicity that is in Christ is so simple. It's just waiting for you to say, Lord, I will go. Yes, Lord, I love that sign as I come out. You know, I've seen those locker rooms where they're always hitting something, whether it was a coach or fight hard or whatever it is. I got a moniker that right there as I come through that threshold to come out here. Yes, Lord. Every day by God's grace, isn't it just yes, Lord? Everything that comes by God's grace, isn't it yea and amen, which is yes, Lord? Lord, this is yours. This is your life. Praise God. I'm not even my own. You bought me with the precious price of your blood. Hallelujah. But brothers and sisters, is this you? Oh my. Is your heart likened to this heart of King David's, a man after God's very own heart? Are you sitting there today knowing the privilege to sow abundantly? Hallelujah. Really, to sow abundantly. Don't just occupy space. Let Him occupy you. Lord, come in, fellowship with me. I've been distracted for so long. I've been thrashing about. Let me finally be still. Come in, Lord. By your grace, prepare abundantly in me. Let me pass on the wisdom and understanding of the Lord. Let me be a ready vessel to supply so richly to those that you call me to. See, we all want to be useful. I believe you wouldn't be here if you didn't want to be useful. But what do you want to be useful about? Because if it's not the Lord, you're useless anyways. Do you understand that? Only what's done for Christ will last. I'm not going to come with you with worldly thought, with man's encouragement, because I know that'll just rob your soul. I have some dear Christians that'll send me some emails once in a while. Well, you know, those young men, they need to hear this and this and this. And those young ladies, they need to hear this. And you need to hear the Word of God. You need to start filling your life up with the Word of God. The wonderful drink, the water that you'll drink of it, you'll never thirst again. You feed of me and I'm going to tell you something, you'll never hunger. You will always be fully supplied. You'll never meet anything that can come up against you that isn't already defeated. Amen. By my life, by my blood, by my death, by my resurrection, by my ascension, by my seated at the right hand of the Father for you, the first fruit that has entered freely now many sons come on to glory. Oh my goodness, this is so good. How could we even remotely pass it up? But you think about this. Samuel was a mighty prophet, brothers and sisters. Sure he was at this time. Zadok was the priest. But who did God choose? He chose a dad. He chose a daddy. Just like the moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles and friends that are here today. You got a ministry. You've got a vital, wondrous ministry that is as vital as the prophet, that is as vital as the priest. Because it's the ministry that God gave you, that God gave us in Christ by the grace of God to be that willing vessel to help build, to assist. Can you imagine that you can help God? That's what a vessel is. Adding to the usefulness of the husband. Know these things. Let them be sown into your heart. Know that He does need you. He does. He wants you to come into this fellowship. This is a wondrous family. I'm the dad of my household. But my goodness, I don't want to do everything. I love it when the family works together. But aren't we so thankful that it is one source? It is His life. That's what brought us into the family. So see, that's why we don't get off into anything that it's of ourselves. Because any good work that could ever come out of me is the life of Christ. Do you see that? Isn't that so simple? Isn't that just so beyond simple? The only good in you is the life of Jesus Christ that He placed in you the moment that you gave your heart to God. Isn't that awesome? That's what praises Him. That's what has faith. That's what has love. That's what has life. So grateful to that simplicity, that confidence that I can have that's not in this flesh, but in the life that I now live. In the life that I now live, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Now, preparing abundantly. I think of how this brother said it, and I'll say it like this. I know each and every one of us, brothers and sisters, have had some big plans. We used to tease all the time. I got big plans, but nowhere to go. But we've had some big plans for our lives. And I pray that the overwhelming majority of them have been spiritual plans. But you know what? Even though we have these thoughts about things, and even though we feel so strongly that God is going to use you to do it, God is going to use my hands to bring it forth, I'm going to tell you something. He might be showing you and using you for something so much more mightily than that by being the vessel to encourage and testify and rejoice in assisting the husband. How about adding to the usefulness of the husband? How about in spreading the good news? There's a city, New Jerusalem, that's being built. She's being put together right now. And someday she's going to ascend from heaven having the glory of God and her light. It is simple. These are cookies on the shelf. But the depth of them is so beyond, isn't it? Isn't it wonderful? He's never changed. Praise God. But a better thing for us. Praise God that they could be used to build the sanctuary. Praise God that we can be used to be the actual building of the New Jerusalem. Now, God showed me so sweetly about this, brothers and sisters, and this was such a personal study, and I'm so grateful. In my natural life, you know, I've got a wonderful natural family. I really do. My brothers and sisters, I'm blessed. I'm rich and so rich in the love that they have for me. And growing up, every single one of them, I want you to know. But I have two brothers. I got one that's a doctor, and I got one that's a lawyer. And not just any doctor, and not just any lawyer. I got one that's a heart surgeon. And not just any heart surgeon. They tell me in U.S. News, he's the best heart surgeon in the Midwest. And not just any lawyer, arguably maybe the finest real estate attorney in the entire country. And that's not bragging. When it's just the truth, it's just a fact. I'm just stating a fact. Just like, well, I wouldn't compare it to it, but God is love.
Hallelujah.
All right. But brothers and sisters, I really can't explain it. I don't really know how God did it. But I'm so thankful it's them and not me. No, and I mean that in the most honorable way. I am so thankful to God it is them and not me. In my life, is I've heard, oh, you're Deborah's brother, or you're Nancy's brother, or you're John's brother, or you're Jimmy's little brother. And how that has always so encouraged my heart. Yeah, that's my amazing family. That's my blood. I'm so proud of them. The accomplishments, the hard work, the discipline, how they've loved my mom and dad, how they love one another, and how they love me. But brothers and sisters, this is talking about our spiritual family and what we have and what we have in them, and how God now is using me, using the likes of me to bring forth the truth and grace to minister it to them. This little one . As my mom looked at me and she said, oh honey, I'm so grateful to God what he does in our lives. But my mom, to tell you, she really couldn't have children even though she had five. And this one doctor, he delivered them all, and it was so sweet, said to her, finally after her baby, she says, it's just a miracle. It's just a miracle when you bring forth a child. And she said to me, she said, you know, honey, you're fifth. And grace. And I was thinking, oh, Lord, even my name is the grace of God. See, if you just knew me, you know that this is so beyond me. If you just knew me, there's no way in this natural life that I would get up here and do this. There'd be no way in this life that I would give my life by God's grace over to him to be a pastor. I want you to know that in absolute humility, in sincerity to God, I would not submit to this. But grace came down. And a woman gave birth. She gave birth. As she said, as you were coming through that canal, honey, I was filled with the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues. So I don't know what all that means. But I do know one thing. If God be for you, who could be against you? And it's the greatest thing that you could ever take. It's the greatest blessing that we could ever receive. Is just to know that the Lord is standing there in front of you as well too, saying, honey, I want you. Honey, I need you. Let's go. Let's just go. Places I want to take you. Places that I'm going to show you. I'm going to tell you something. There'll be some unknown doors that you'll say, oh my goodness, Lord, you sure we're going this way? And I'll tell you what. He'll say, oh honey, I've already made the way. Matter of fact, this door's the escape. You thought it was the end. It's just the beginning.
Hallelujah.
That unknown door, oh my goodness, an opening to another eternal path, another greater inheritance. Oh my goodness. But brothers and sisters, the family of God. And as we're talking today, are we preparing abundantly? Are we preparing abundantly? Not despairing, God, why didn't you use me? Oh, God, help us not to be that way. God, why wasn't it me? Oh, I pray that we know that, brothers and sisters, we're one. We're in one body. I glory with you because that's my body. You glory with me because this is your body. By God's grace, we're knit and compacted and tightly fit. Supplied by one and one and only one thing, and that's by the grace and love of Jesus Christ.
Yes, amen.
Any of our abilities is the same source. It's just the Lord. And yet here we are today, just like David. He said, "Oh son, you've got hewers of stone, and you got all the silver, you got all the brass, you got all the gold, you got all the princes." See, in God, you got it all. And He uses every single one of us. Every single one. This is His work. But brothers and sisters, the choice is, are you preparing abundantly? See, there were many, I'm confident, that stood by and just watched it be built. They got to behold the glory. But then they're the ones that came in and said, "Oh Lord, I want you to bestow your glory in me." Brothers and sisters, He's completing and building a city right now. Right now. And He's using precious stones. And gold and silver. And that's you. That city adorned as she comes forth. The jewels that are seen in her. Know this, what He's speaking of here. He's talking to you. He wants you built in this city. He wants you part of the very plan. The very glory of God descending from heaven. But yet you want to be something else. I better stop. Brothers and sisters, this is the resting place of God.
Amen.
It is. You know that's the sanctuary?
That's right.
The resting place of God. I'll close with this and what a resting place it can be for you. What a resting place it can be for you. Are you tired of being anxious? Really? Are you tired about worrying about tomorrow? How whatever end it is the ends are going to meet? I'd be tired of that. I've been there. I've been there at night at times. Turmoil was running so much in here. Worrying about something I didn't even know if I'd get to in the morning. I was tired of that. I was tired of thinking of those things by God's grace. And a mind came in. The very mind of Christ. The mind that gives peace and the mind that gives rest. And brothers and sisters, I hope you see today that this was a temple for Israel. But this is the age, brothers and sisters, that this is the temple of God.
Hallelujah.
That's the temple of God. And that and that and that and that. Go read 1 Corinthians. You'll see what I'm talking about in the 16th chapter.
Right.
You're the temple of God. Huh? She's magnified in Proverbs 31. I heard the ladies had a sweet fellowship in her. The virtuous woman.
Yeah.
Every day. She did what she could. Whether it was sunny, whether it was rainy. Whether there was increase, whether there was a famine. She just put her hand to the spindle and said, "Lord, whatever comes out, I'm going to be content with this day." And praise be to God, she won it all. She won the prize. Ask any mom here, what's the greatest thing that could ever be in your life? Her children rise up. And call her blessed. Any wife here today, what's your wondrous praise? Her husband praises her. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her. What's it going to be? What's it going to be? I want to prepare abundantly. How about you? Preparing abundantly. God, help me to sow those things and enter into the rest of God. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, we thank you for this time. Lord, you're speaking to us in so many different things today. God, even if we just glean a one, it's been more than this earth could ever give us in its infinity. Now, Lord, we're thankful for your truth and we're thankful for your grace. But, Lord, move us to prepare abundantly, Lord. God, our time is coming to meet you. And as we've heard many times, at the end of the road, God, at the end of the road, God, your word tells us very clearly the only thing that we'll ever meet you with is how much of the life of the Son grew up in us. God, you're pleased in only one thing, and that is the life of your Son. I praise you and thank you, Lord, that that life is so freely offered to every human being. The blood was shed for the sin of all mankind. Lord, we come to you today and just thank you again and give you the thanks and glory and honor, praise and thanksgiving, and say, it's amazing that you love the likes of us. But that's your plan. And by your grace, you're looking for that goodly pearl. You're looking today for the true worshiper that worships you in spirit and in truth. God, help us to prepare abundantly. We give you the praise in Jesus' name.